Music by Felix Mendelssohn. Our big piece of the morning. That was the overture from A Midsummer Night's Dream, with Christian Thielemann leading the Vienna Philharmonic, bringing us to 9:34 this Wednesday. Welcome to Classical Mornings with Mike and Gene here at the new Classical FM. Gene's on vacation. I'm Mike Duncan. It's 22 degrees downtown, 24 with the Humidex. Going up to a sunny high of 28 today. Humidex reading of 30. The UV index 9 or very high. Now, coming up once again, running from July 17th through until August 27th, is Stratford Summer Music, the annual multi-week music festival presenting over 100 events, featuring tons of artists at indoor and outdoor venues throughout the beautiful town of Stratford, Ontario. And with me to talk about it all, longtime artistic director John Miller. Welcome back to the program.
Well, good morning. Good morning. I mean, and Midsummer Night's Music, what could be better for a guy from Stratford? Right?
No
Midsummer
kidding.
Night's Music, you bet.
And a little Shakespeare?
Yeah. And you know, we have music written for us, particularly written for us by Bert Carrier, who used to be the director of music at the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the music that we always use when we have our grand illumination or fireworks to open the first night of Stratford Summer Music. And he called it Music for a Midsummer's Night.
See?
So I appreciate your welcome.
Well, you know, it was entirely planned on my part. Entirely planned. Now, look, you've got another spectacular lineup this year. Where do you want to start?
Well, how about with Jan Lisecki and Stefan Tétreau? How's that for a duo?
That's a fantastic duo.
You know, it was a year ago. I always say to Jan, one year before he comes, will you come back next year?
And, sure.
And fortunately, he's seven times he said that, so he's back this year
right. For
the eighth straight series, and we really appreciate that in Stratford. But I said to him last year, what would you like to do? And he said, well, I want you to know Stefan Tétreau. I'd like your audiences to meet Stefan. And he said, the two of us have always wanted to play together, and we've never been able to do it. So how be we do that next summer in Stratford? And that's what's going to happen later this month.
That's fantastic, because Tétreau is a wonderful cellist. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Yeah. Just spectacular. You get James Ennis.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Angela Hewitt.
Not bad.
Ron Sexsmith.
Yep.
The Ennis sisters from Newfoundland. The aerial drummers from France, Les Tambours.
Now that is something I have to see.
You know, for 10 years I've been trying to get Les Tambours to come. And we've tried several times to be part of a group of festivals, summer festivals, that would welcome them. And we'd share the costs.
Yeah.
And always over the years, there have been one or two festivals that said yes initially and then dropped out by the way. And so it's never happened.
That's got to be frustrating.
It is. But it's the way of the world. You know, perseverance is the most important quality, I think, Mike, in doing a festival. Anyway, it's all come together this year, thanks particularly to Montreal 375, who will have them there. And then they come in on the 18th and the 19th, and they drum on the ground during the daytime. But at 10 o'clock at night, up in the air, high above Stratford City Hall, Les Tambours will pass over the crowd with a huge crane, a 40-meter crane, holding them up, and will drum in the air as they've drummed in so many great festivals and cities around the world.
That is spectacular.
I'm really happy that it's happening. You know?
I can imagine if it's taking you this long to get them.
And we have a new Market Square, you know, in Stratford.
That's right.
So it will help to inaugurate the programming in Market Square as well.
Now, for aficionados like myself, 100 guitars.
This is a terrific project. I don't know whether you know Tim Brady. He's a Montreal-based composer, and he's made the guitar his instrument of interest.
Mm-hmm.
He studied guitar, I think, at U of T. But his philosophy is that if he had studied, say, the bassoon or the euphonium or the trombone or the violin, he could have played likely in an orchestra of 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
If he'd studied vocal, he probably could have sung in the Mendelssohn Choir,
sure, right? Sure.
But if you study guitar, at best, you might be a member of a 5 or 6 member rock band.
Sure. Yeah.
He said, I don't want to do just that. He said, I want other guitarists to have the feeling of playing in a 100 ensemble group.
That is great.
So he's written a work for 100 guitars.
Amazing.
And we put out a call, and I think we're close to about 80 guitarists already.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to do it on the floor of the Almond Arena, which is Canada's oldest hockey arena. The ice is out, but we'll do it on the floor of the arena at 1 o'clock, 1:30, 2, 2:30. All the details are on the website, but I think it's a great thing. It's a pay-what-you-can event. Uh-huh. Should be great fun.
You also have a very fine-looking cabaret series.
The women have it this year.
Yeah, you know? Big time.
And could we have had a better group than Sharon Matthews?
Oh,
Patricia
O'Callaghan.
And Molly Johnson with Jane Bennett. And Carmen Braden, who...
She's the one I don't know.
Carmen is from the Northwest Territories, is, I think, one of the most important young artists coming out from the North. She's just released a new disc. I think it's called Ravens, and it's on the Canadian Music Center Center Disc label.
Right.
But Carmen is interested in... relating and transferring the sounds of the North, the sound of ice melting, cracking, all the things that ice does that we Southerners don't even think about.
Well, because we never get it anymore.
Well, Carmen translates this musically through her songs, through her arrangements, through her scores for orchestra and so on. This is a young woman to watch. And she's in Stratford, by happy coincidence, to do the music for a new play that the Stratford Festival is developing about the North called The Breathing Hole. So while Carmen is there, we thought, wouldn't it be great to ask her to do a cabaret for us? And that's one of the others.
Okay, so we've hit on the majority of the big names. What are some of the smaller gems that you don't want people to overlook?
Now, Mike, you've asked me that, I think, almost every summer
well,
that
I've been
here. Well,
because you always have something really cool.
It's like saying,
what's
which
your
of
favorite
your children?
Kid? Yeah, exactly. I know.
Well, you know, listen, I think we're introducing Jean-Michel Blais.
Yeah, I just turned that very page.
Exciting Quebec-based pianist. We're introducing him. I think the women of the Akwesasne Reserve, a wonderful group of mothers and grandmothers from Akwesasne in eastern Ontario, who've decided to use their voices and to put all the money they get from their services as a singing ensemble toward education for the young people of the reservation. I think that's very important.
Very admirable.
We're going to do this in what we call Music for an Avon Morning. It's at 7 a.m. in the morning. We'll do it over three mornings. It's free for people to come on the island and hear these wonderful voices. And then the women came back and said, we'd like to do a sharing experience. And I said, well, what do you mean by sharing? And the answer was, you know, we want to tell people about our traditions, our customs, our habits, what we do. But everybody who comes... must take part. Nobody is to come and sit in the audience.
No wallflowers.
No wallflowers. Maybe it's to help us sing a new song that one would learn. Maybe it's to just do some simple steps of a dance that's part of our tradition and so on. But they call this a sharing experience. And through Barbara Crowell's leadership of our Indigenous programming this year, we're having these women come. I think this will be one of the delicate, beautiful gems of the entire season.
That is fantastic. And of course, you know, I mean, you wind it all up with the Great Canadian Jazz Finale.
Seven members of the Order of Canada, jazz musicians, like led by Jens Lindemann and Senator Tommy Banks on the piano.
Wow. Guido Basso?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Terry Clark?
Yeah.
Nice.
Joe Massarolo. I mean, they're all coming and they'll do sort of the jazz standards for the first half of the program. And then on the 27th of August, in the second half of the program, the Yamaha Big Band comes and plays Phil Nimmons' four orchestra transition of Oscar Peterson's Great Canadiana Suite. Now, what better finale to a season than Oscar Peterson's Canadiana Suite?
That fits so well with the Canada 150 celebration.
Yeah. So we're celebrating Ontario at 150, Canada at 150. And really, for our Indigenous friends, 13,000 to 15,000 years of their presence in our area. It's all wrapped up in 122 events.
How do you keep doing it? You keep topping yourself every year.
Well, you know, we've announced that next year will be my last year.
Come on.
No, I
come on.
I really believe it's important when something is going well, and I think mm-hmm. we're doing well, mm-hmm. I think this is the time to pass it on to a fresh, younger person to take it in a new direction, to a new plateau, and then to look forward once a year to coming down and sitting here for a few minutes with you in the morning.
I was going to say, what are you going to do with all your free time?
Well, I told somebody, I think I'm going to be a crossing guard because they're usually finished by 9 a.m. You know? Or maybe I can be
Maybe you can come here.
You know, I always wanted to be
Done at 10. We're done at 10.
Well, let's talk.
All right. I have been. Congratulations.
You know, you're not
this.
Looking that good either. You know, I don't know how long you got here with the...
Well, congratulations, John, on another fantastic season. It looks spectacular. We have been speaking to John Miller, Artistic Director of Stratford Summer Music. It kicks off July 17th through until August 27th. A ton of great concerts and all kinds of interesting stuff. You want to get the full details. Now, the website's working today.
It is. Yes, it better.
And to get tickets, you should go to StratfordSummerMusic.ca.